This is Paul Mills. Thank you for listening to this message from God's Word. It is my prayer that God will speak to you today, bring hope, healing, and direction in your life. Lord, we are amazed this morning at your grace, which loved us in spite of ourselves, in spite of our weakness, in spite of our failures. You loved us. God, you have a plan for us. Plan that began even before the earth began. A plan that is eternal. And Lord, we come this morning to affirm the plan of God in every life that is here. We come to affirm, dear God, the purpose and the destiny for which we have been chosen. Thank you, O Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for this hour. I pray your anointing on the word. Use it. Bring life. If there's any here that does not know you as Savior, may they come to know you as Savior today. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, thank you, Carolyn, for the beautiful song. Take your Bibles, please. Turn with us to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 11. We are reading verses 22 through 24. Will you stand, please, for the reading of the Word this morning? Mark 11, verse 22, have faith in God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for, in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Lord, add faith to the word today. Let it come alive. Let it produce hope. Let it produce salvation in Jesus' name. And everyone said, you may be seated. What a powerful, powerful scripture. We are in a series this morning. We'll be bringing it to a conclusion in the next week or so, entitled, What God Has Promised. What God Has Promised. And our text from Mark 11 says, have faith in God, not in the government. Somebody said, I hope not. Not in people. Has anyone ever let you down? Not in the economy. Have faith in God. I tell you the truth, if any one of you says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Say, Pastor Mills, explain that to me. I can't. I'm reading it to you. God promised. Not me. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Faith releases the miraculous. Faith releases the power of God. And it is so easy, ladies and gentlemen, for us to become controlled by events, by circumstances, by people, by situations. We forget that God is in control. We think the doctor's in control. We think the IRS is in control. We think that some other entity is in control. No, God is the one who has all power. He's bigger than any other entity. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. There's three things there. Number one, you have to ask in prayer. By the way, complaining doesn't count. Amen? Complaining doesn't count. Asking in prayer means, God, I come, and I thank you. You're bigger than this problem, and I receive now your solution and your answer. Dear God, I receive your power. We come in faith. Number two, we believe that we have received it. Number three, it
will be yours. We like it the other way around. We say, well, God, if you'll do it for me, then I'll thank you for it. If you'll do it for me, then I'll give you praise. No, we give him praise first. I speak the life of God. I call forth things that are not as though they are, because that's what God's Word says I'm supposed to do. If you've been with us for the past number of weeks, you know that we've been in a series looking at the promises of God. We've dealt with many issues and subjects, and I encourage you, those are all on tape. You would like that series, you just stop by the back table and say, I would like the series. Or if you want one of those tapes, let us know which tape it is. We want to make those available and put those in your hands. This week, we're going to be looking at two more of the promises of God. Number one is the promise of reward. The promise of reward. There are notes in your bulletin. I encourage you to take those and follow with us today and allow God's Word to penetrate your heart and mind and become more real to you than the circumstances. Every day we are in a battle between what God says and what we feel. Can anybody identify with that? And I have to say, Lord, is it as you have said it to be, or is it as I perceive it and feel it to be? And in order for me to come through in victory, I've got to come and say, Lord, your word is the final authority. And I confess your word in my life. Number one is reward. We're looking at those things that God's word has promised to us. Daniel 12, verse 3, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of heaven. Wise, not in our ways, wise in the ways of God. Wise in operating our lives in alignment and correspondence with what God has directed us and desires of us. He says we're going to shine like the brightness of the heavens, those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. One of the things that, Jim, happened to me early in my Christian walk was it was impressed upon me the importance of leading people to faith in Jesus Christ. And I'll never forget carrying around little packets of cards in my pocket called Navigator. I was given a tract by someone, the Four Spiritual Laws and others, and said, if you'll just read this to people, they'll come to faith. And as a high schooler, I remember having the opportunity of leading many of my personal friends to faith in Jesus Christ. One of the greatest things you'll ever do is to bring someone you know to faith in Christ, especially your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your neighbors. We need to become those that God considers wise. God considers wise people those who are concerned about the needs of others to the extent that they're willing to risk being mocked or made fun of to bring them to a personal faith in Jesus Christ. I pray to God, if people bring up the name Primetime Fellowship, the first thing that will come to mind is that those people are soul winners. Those people are concerned about people that are lost and do not know Christ. Reward. God has promised to reward those who lead others to righteousness. Number two, Psalm 19, verse 9. And these are all in your notes. Psalm 19, verse 9. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. In keeping God's law, in keeping his ordinance, in keeping his commands, there is blessing that God has promised on you. Matthew 16, verse 27, For the Son of Man is going to come in His Father's glory with His angels, and He will reward each person according to what he has done. Now, this is not referring to salvation. We know that according to Ephesians 2, salvation is a free gift of God. It's given without measure to whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You can't earn your way to heaven. But as a believer, as a Christian, we bring pleasure to the heart of God by obeying Him. Now, your children are your children, like it or not. How many of you enjoy them better when they're obeying? So it is. You have been birthed into the kingdom of God by grace, through faith. You have been born again. And that's wonderful. That means you're going to heaven and not hell. And that's important. Amen? But it's also important that we bring pleasure to the heart of God through obedience and through affection and through love and by giving Him the priority in our lives. James 1:25, but the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. What a powerful promise. The man or the woman who looks intently into the perfect law of God that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, will be blessed in what he does. The grace, the favor of God will abide upon you. Matthew 25:23, his master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. I want you to know that God is going to reward in heaven and in eternity based upon our obedience, our faithfulness, and our honoring of him in this life. Now, whether you go to heaven or hell is going to be based upon whether you've received Jesus as your Lord. Your reward in heaven is going to be based upon your following and pleasing Him and doing that which brings honor and glory to Him. 2 Timothy verse 4, chapter 4, verse 6. 2 Timothy 4, 6. Paul is an old man. He has lived a full life preaching the gospel literally in every corner of the earth that he could get to. And he says, for I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. Almost sounds like some of us, doesn't it? It's a pleasure pastoring prime time. Amen, it really is. I'm telling you what, the phone can ring at any time, and someone is ready. I fought the good fight. I've kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know there is laid up for you in heaven treasure. There's blessing. There is reward. Paul said, if in this life only we have hope, we're of all men most miserable. I want you to know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I want you to know there is going to be reward in heaven for what you have done here. Amen? And we live with eternity in mind. Brother Jim, I believe when the Apostle Paul entered heaven, there was a silence for a moment, and they said, he's here. He's here. He had made a difference. Whenever you give a cup of cold water in the name of the Lord, you receive a reward. Amen? Whatever you do for the name of Jesus, you're going to be rewarded for it. 1 Peter 5:4, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Not in your notes, but Jesus said in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give unto your bosoms. As you have given, it will be given back to you. we have the opportunity today to give. And God said, I will reward you both in this life and in the life to come. By the way, we're going to spend a lot more time on that side than we do on this side. You understand that? Amen? I want to lay up treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt, where thieves do not break through and steal. I want to hear a well done, thou good and faithful servant. What we're going through in this realm is temporary. It's only for the moment. What is ahead of us is eternal. Number two is safety. Psalm 91, verse 9, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. It's a powerful passage. I'm going to read it again. If you make the Most High your dwelling, if you willingly say, Lord, I submit to you, I give you my heart, my time, my possessions, my love, my emotions. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. That means that anything that has happened to me is with the permission of God and is for my good. Job encountered great testing, but it was with the permission of God, and God restored him twice what he had in the beginning. Psalm 112, verse 7. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is secure. He will have no fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foe. That is a promise to you and me this morning, ladies and gentlemen. He will have no fear of bad news. I'm sorry about the song that Hee-Haw wrote. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. I'm sorry, that doesn't apply to the believer. He will have no fear of bad news. If it's bad news, God's going to get some good out of it somehow. Amen? His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is secure. He will have no fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. Weeping may endure for the night. Joy is going to come in the morning. You may be going through a trial. You may be going through a hard place. God said, I'm going to take that and work it for my good. All things work together for good to those who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Don't you know that has to frustrate the devil tremendously? Because he fires his best shot. We keep coming out on top. Psalm 121. Take your Bibles and turn with me. I hope you're getting something out of this. Psalm 121. The psalmist wrote, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, be careful what you look at. Be careful what you focus on. Be careful of having a gloom, despair, and agony on me mentality. Amen? Say, I will lift up my eyes to the Lord. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel neither will slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and when? Forevermore. Back to your notes. Proverbs 3. Verse 23, then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When I lie down, I will not be afraid. Your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence. Someone asked me the other day, said, "You're pretty cocky, aren't you?" I'd never thought about it like that. I just know who I am in God. I know what the promises of God said, Jim. I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I have confidence. Though weeping may endure for the night, joy is going to come in the morning. We will come through the times of testing. We will come through the times of trial, and we will be tried by fire, and God has reserved for us a place of blessing and reward, both in this life and the life to come. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what God's Word says. Have no fear, sudden disaster or ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Matthew 7:24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, puts them into practice, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. I love that song that Dottie Rambo wrote years ago. So let the storms rage high. The dark clouds rise. They don't worry me, for I'm sheltered, safe within the arms of God. Weeping may endure for the night. Joy will come in the morning. He has made an eternal commitment to you, ladies and gentlemen. I wish I could tell you that you will never go through a storm. I can tell you He will be on the other side to welcome you victoriously past the storm. You will not be forsaken in the midst of your trial because your feet are on the rock. Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Someone shouts at you, "Are you in there alone?" Say, "No. The angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear Him." Amen? You're never alone. You're never alone. Psalm 91:4, He will cover you with His feathers. Under His wings, you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You say, "Pastor, there have been times I've not been real faithful." Doesn't matter. He's faithful, even when you're not. Does that, somebody should say praise the Lord. Amen. He is faithful even when you're not. Hebrews 13:5, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. You've gone through some hard places in your life and you're questioning, "God, where are you?" God wants to say to you, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" The answer is only what God allows. Amen? Because He's going to bring you through victoriously. We close with Psalm 23. Psalm 23. The Lord is my not somebody else's shepherd. He's my shepherd. Not because of anything good I've done, but because I called upon Jesus to forgive me of sin, to be Lord of my life. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Now, there may be something I think that I want or I need, but obviously I don't, because God has not provided it. And when he knows I need it, He'll provide that. Amen? So I learn to rest and trust as I go through the trial. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. I hate that. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He knows when I need to rest. He knows when I need to pull back. And He will force me through circumstances and events to lie down. But He is going to make me lie down in a place where He's going to be my provision. If I have to lie down, a green pasture is a good place to lie down. Would you agree with that? Amen. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters, not foaming, massive tributaries, but quiet waters where I can drink. He restores my soul. Any of you just tired this morning? Just tired? Weary. Weary of the battle, weary of the fight, weary of life. The Word says He restores your soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness. He will direct you. Sometimes that's painful, sometimes it's not. But you're His child. He's going to guide you in paths of righteousness. If we will listen to His still small voice, He'll speak to us with a still small voice. If we are obstinate, if we are disobedient, He will use whatever means He has to use to bring us along. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I really didn't know what that meant until a few months ago. And I experienced that. You can trust Him when you're in the valley of death. He's there. He's there. He is faithful to His covenant. He is faithful to His word. He will not leave you alone. I will fear no evil if you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff, the Word of God, His Holy Spirit, they remind us of the faithfulness of God. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies so they can see how good God is. How many of you know it's not just about you? God is going to let you go through some things so He can show Himself faithful, so that your kids, your grandkids, your neighbors, your friends, your work associates, your other church members can see that God is faithful through the hard places. I've been through some difficult days in the past few months. Say, Pastor, why has God let you go through those? So you can see the faithfulness of God in me. Amen? You anoint my head with oil. That's God talking here. My cup overflows. Surely goodness, the old King James says mercy, the new one says love. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And somebody said, but Pastor, you don't know how old I am. That's all right. God has more mercy than you have days. Amen? He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Brother Jim, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like in heaven. The worship, the praise, the adoration, the no night, the no sickness, the no more pain, the no more sorrow, the unending worship. Years ago, we sang an old song, said, won't it be wonderful there? Having no burden to bear. Joyfully singing. Some of you are too old to even remember this. How many of you remember that song? Got about three of you with me. Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful? We have a hope. We have a future. Because of Jesus, we have been forgiven. We've been redeemed. We've been made part of His kingdom. And may we pray today, your kingdom come, your will be done where? As it is where? In heaven. That begins in me. Lord, I thank you today for your faithfulness, for your promises. They are yea, they are amen. What you began in us, you are going to continue until the day of Jesus Christ. The trials, the heartache, the suffering. Not going to move, change what you've done for us. So, Lord, today, with a heart of gratitude, I want to thank you for saving me,
for looking down upon me and having mercy. I want to thank you for being faithful to me through the years. Even at times when I wasn't faithful to you. I want to thank you, Lord, for the hope. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You will be with us to the end of the earth.
This is Paul Mills again. I pray that this message has blessed you. This ministry is possible only through the faithful prayers and financial gifts of God's people. Please pray for us and make a financial contribution so that we can continue to reach people around the world with the message of hope in Jesus Christ. You can give online by clicking the Giving tab at the top of the website, or you can give by mail to the address also listed on the Giving page. All gifts are sincerely needed, appreciated, and are tax deductible. Thank you for helping us reach the world for Christ.